This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hi, Lizzie and Daniel. When I meet a new person at work, I stand and shake their hand. When they are saying goodbye, am I supposed to stand and shake their hand again? Sometimes I do stand, and other times I remain seated and say something like, "Nice to have met you. Have a safe trip home." Also, do you shake hands with someone after you already know them? For instance, there is a woman from an outside organization that I usually see 2 times a year. Should I stand and shake her hand when she comes into my office? Stand but don't shake? Don't stand and just stay seated and say hi. No matter what I do, I always end up wondering if I should have done the opposite. Are there guidelines for handshakes when saying goodbye to someone in a professional setting? And does my gender, I am female, matter at all when it comes to observing those guidelines? Thank you, Andrea.
Starting us off, just to clear this one, is that for when it comes to gender, it doesn't matter. Typically, the sign of respect is to stand. And I think when someone who is a client or a guest to your office, not someone who works in your office every day, not someone that you see, maybe you're in an office that has a lot of floors and a lot of people. If it's someone who I see every day and interact with all the time, no, I'm not going to stand. Dan, I don't stand when you walk into my office.
I don't stand when you leave
my office. But when one of the guys from the offices next door comes in to ask something, I often stand up and greet them, and I'll stand up when they leave. Or when we have a client or a special visitor, always stand and always stand to greet them and stand when they leave. So my vote is keep the standing going. And I think the third question he was asking about was the handshake when you've already known someone. I think when you haven't seen that person in a while, handshake is perfectly fine. And if you're a hugger, you guys can hug. This happens at a lot of the social places I participate in, whether it's a pickup soccer league or it's the golf course.
Often, I was thinking about it with a family.
Yeah,
it happens within families.
Yeah, no, it does. And there you might be more likely to get a hug. But but I do think that often I'm finding as golf season started up and I'm running into people at the club again, I'm getting hugs or handshakes again. And it's just a greeting. It's a sign of welcome. It's a wonderful way to let someone know that you're happy to see them.
I so want to support you in that sentiment. There really are no rules. Once the relationship has been established, we do live in an increasingly casual and informal world. So really, in a lot of ways, they're just opportunities at this point, that the handshake is an opportunity for some physical contact that is pretty safe. And it works in so many situations. But it's also not just a safe gesture. A handshake can be a personal, warm gesture, a greeting.
Yeah.
I mentioned family when Lizzie was putting her list together, because it's not a place you usually think about using a handshake. But I was at a big family gathering over Memorial Day weekend, and I found myself meeting a lot of aunts and uncles and even father-in-law, who I see all the time. We're greeting and parting in event after event after event. And sometimes I just make eye contact and I do a really warm handshake as a goodbye. I've hugged this person maybe 3 times already this weekend. And in some ways, it's nice to de-escalate the seriousness of that moment with a little less formal than the hug handshake. So it can be used in so many ways.
That's really interesting what you just said, that the handshake would be less formal. And I think the hug is less formal. I think the handshake's more formal, but the hug is more intimate.
I think that's probably a better parsing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I was like, whoa, wait a second. This is really interesting. Dan and I have a different perspective on this.
No,
but
I think
we
it's
don't.
The same perspective. You just said it a little better than I did.
No.
It's another tool in your toolbox.
Andrea, we really hope that that gives you some options and some context for different places when you might use a different type of goodbye with the person that you're dealing with. Best of luck to you.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and is produced by Infinite Guest.